CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own webpage and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 17th of May 2020. Here are the main news headlines. More media coverage for GOTA2C. Second Hope QSO party starts tomorrow. New beta of WSJTX updates FT4 and FT8. The RSGB's national campaign Get On The Air To Care in partnership with the NHS has received more media coverage this week, including two BBC radio interviews with local radio clubs and a video message from the NHS. Thank you to everyone who's showing their support by getting on the air, caring for other radio amateurs, and trying new aspects of amateur radio. More details about the campaign, media coverage and stories from clubs and radio amateurs can be seen on the RSGB website. The RSGB Contest Committee is running a second Hope QSO party event starting on Monday the 18th of May. The rules are at tinyurl.com/hope-QSO. Please note that there are two rule changes for this second event. The calendar is at rsgbcc.org. A new beta version of the WSJTX software suite has been released. It includes the first update since last autumn to the popular FT8 and FT4 protocols. Installation packages for Windows, Linux and Macintosh are available on the WSJTX Development Group webpage. Scroll to Candidate Release WSJTX2.0-RC1. The WSJTX Development Group requests those using the new beta version to alert the developers and to report any bugs or improvements they have implemented using instructions included in the user guide. The transponder on HuskySat Oscar 107 has been activated and is open for use and testing. It's fairly sensitive and 5 to 10 watts of uplink power is plenty most of the time. The linear transponder is inverting with an uplink passband of 145.910 to 145.940 MHz and a downlink passband of 435.810 to 435.840 MHz. The 1200 baud BPSK telemetry beacon is at 435.800 MHz. The Air Defence Radar Museum at RAF Nettleshead usually runs the permanent special event station GB2RAF, but with the museum closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic, G4PSH has obtained permission to operate the call sign from his home under a temporary licence. This will continue until the museum is able to open to the public again. QSL cards are available via the RSGB or RAFARS Bureau, eqsl.com or direct G4PSH, with a stamped addressed envelope. The Radio Amateur Society of Australia has conducted a 60-metre band monitoring programme over the last few months to build a picture of 60-metre activity during daylight and evening hours. The information will be used in a response to the latest Australian Radio Authority's paper that proposes various options for sharing of the band between amateur and commercial users. Now for special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now able to go ahead. UK amateurs would like to thank Ofcom for their help in making this possible. GB2SHS for Stay Home Safe will be on there until the 24th of May in support of the NHS and care workers. It operates from the QTH of G4ISN, member of Welland Valley ARS, on the HF bands, QSL via EQSL. The RAF amateur radio station will be activating the special event GB75VED until the 28th of May. Operators will be from members' homes. Operations will be from members' homes. Details at rafars.org/GB75VED and on QRZ.com. Dragon Amateur Radio Club and North Wales Radio Society are operating GB0GIG throughout May, named after the National Health Service in the Welsh language. The station will be active on HF, VHF and UHF, using as many modes as possible, and award certificates available, and full details can be found on QRZ.com. Commemorating the 75th anniversary of VE and VJ Day, the RSGB has organised the VVJ Day Amateur Radio Marathon on the HF bands and 6 metres using SSB, CW and digital modes, 3 special UK call signs, GB75PEACE, GB1945PE and GB1945PJ, will be on the air throughout May and again between the 1st and 31st of August if you wish to operate one of these stations. Please email csc.chair@rsgb.org.uk for all details on the RSGB site. Kent active radio amateurs will run GB8 OMQ on the 22nd and 23rd of May. This station usually runs from the vessel Medway Queen, but will be operational from operators' home addresses instead this time. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society is participating as one of the bonus stations in the hugely popular 13 Colonies special event. Special call sign GB13COL has been issued for this event and will run from the 1st of July this year, from 1300 UTC to the 8th of July 0400 UTC. The primary focus of the event will be the HF bands, including VHF and UHF, for QSOs using SSB, CWFM and various digital modes. Contest news: please remember to check before the events for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing, which may differ around the world and indeed the country. RSGB strongly advises obeying your own government's advice first and foremost. This weekend, the 144 Megs May contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 17th. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number, locator and postcode. Today the 17th is the UK Microwave Group's Millimetre Wave Contest, running from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 24 to 76 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Monday, the 4th FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC on the 80-metre band. The exchange is your 4-character locator. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 24th, the 3rd 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC, all modes, exchanges, serial report, signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon runs until the 2nd of August, using all modes on the 50 megahertz band. The exchange is your 4-character locator. Finally, join the fun of the next round of RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays. See rsgbcc.org for more. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We had another week dominated by sporadic E openings, whilst the sun remained quiet with zero sunspots. Sporadic E proved to be the major mode of propagation. It offered both single and multi-hop openings, with 10 metres being open to Spain, Portugal and beyond on most days. Likely multi-hop paths have seen openings to Chad, Mauritania, St Lucia and further afield. On 20 metres and 15, there have been F2 openings to the Far East, Hawaii, Alaska and South America reported, although most of these have been on FT8 by well-equipped stations. An easier catch for Chris, G3SJJ, was C31CT in Andorra, who popped out of the noise on 17 metres. This shows the importance of monitoring the bands and watching the cluster for those evasive, elusive, short HF openings. Next week, NOAA predicts the sun will likely remain spotless with a solar flux index of 68 to 70. On Thursday, a polar coronal hole with a long finger pointing towards the solar equator was likely releasing a high-speed solar wind stream. This could result in unsettled geomagnetic conditions over the weekend. NOAA predicts the KP index could rise to 3 on Monday the 18th. VHF and up, the weather models are showing a mainly high pressure week, and therefore there should be some good prospects for Tropo, since the high does not have a great source of moist air underneath the inversion. The Tropo may be less than ideal, but the position of the high over this weekend may allow better Tropo conditions across southern Britain and across the channel into France. The north and west of the UK are going to be close to fronts on several occasions next week, and on Monday a weakness in the high may allow a few showers to develop and bring some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. One of the models does break the high pressure trend and bring a deepening low past northwest Britain in the second half of next week, with further rain scatter possible. We've seen a good number of sporadic E-days in the last week, especially for digital modes, but CW and SSB have produced results as well. The position of the jet streams suggests that Scandinavia, the Baltic and Northern Europe may be the preferred regions of interest next week. Check the beacons and clusters for signs of activity and keep QSOs short, since conditions can change quite suddenly from an easy 5-9 to lost completely in the noise. We should see the start of the Arietids meteor shower this week, lasting from the 22nd of May to the 2nd of July. Peaking on the 7th of June, moon declination is increasing again, going positive on Monday, but this coincides with apogee, so path losses are at their highest. 144 meg sky noise is low apart from Friday afternoon, where the sun and moon are close to eclipse. That's it from the propagation team this week. And that's it from me also until next week.